Next item on the agenda is Eastwind LLC 091455.
Eastwind LLC is requesting authorization to construct a riprap groin extending 60 feet channel to mean high water, a 6 foot by 130 foot timber open pile pedestrian bridge across Silver Creek, and to construct a 10 foot by 11 foot screen gazebo incorporated into the roof of an existing boathouse adjacent to the property situated along the North River in Gloucester County. Project is, the application was actually submitted by Mr. Pickens, submitted on behalf of his limited liability company, Eastwind. The property is located on the eastern side of Ware Neck along the North River, approximately a mile upstream of Ware Point. For reference, Gloucester Point here in Mobjack Bay. This is Ware Point. This is the North River. Topographic map showing the project site. Again, Ware Point down here. This is a 2009 aerial photo of the Eastwind property located here. North River, this is the little Silver Creek. Closer view, the exposed shoreline areas of the parcel are currently protected by riprap revetment. There is an existing pier extending from the south side of the property. A mostly enclosed boathouse located at the channelward end of the pier. The existing boathouse totals about 800 square feet, and there's approximately 400 square feet of open pile deck area on the pier. As I mentioned, a 60-foot groin is proposed at this point, and there's a pedestrian walkway-type bridge located here to provide access to an adjoining parcel also owned by the Eastwind LLC. The Gloucester Wetland Board has approved those portions of the project, and staff has no significant concerns with the groin or the open pile bridge. They also seek authorization, however, to construct a 10-foot wide by 11-foot long screen gazebo that's incorporated into the roof of the existing boathouse. That's depicted here. This is their plan view drawing, the groin located at that point. In yellow here, I'm showing the existing boathouse, and in red would be the approximate location of the screen gazebo. This is a cross-sectional drawing depicting the gazebo highlighted in yellow. Mr. Pickens is an architect, so get some better drawings than we quite often get to see here. The stated purpose of the gazebo is to provide a covered deck area on top of the boathouse. They state that there will be no additional environmental impact since the structure is within the area of the boathouse. VIMS did provide comments on the application, but they were specific to the bridge and groin portions of the project. They didn't provide any comments on the gazebo itself and typically would not. There are two additional elevational drawings depicting the structure as seen from both the land side and the water side of the existing boathouse. This is a ground shot of the pier and boathouse taken from the shoreline of the Eastwind property. The gazebo would be located right here. Closer view of the existing boathouse. Essentially, that roof area right there would be raised about 6 feet to accommodate the screen gazebo room. The structure was actually built and then removed when he found out that he needed a permit for it. We weren't involved with it at that point. He did that all on his own. A neighbor or someone told him that he needed a permit and had subsequently submitted an application. So that's exactly where it would be. This is a ground shot from the pierhead looking landward towards the location of the proposed gazebo. This boathouse was rebuilt after Hurricane Isabel. The project will not encroach on any public oyster ground. The existing pier and boathouse is located on oyster ground leased by the applicant. No protests have been received, and no other state agencies have provided comments on the application. Prior to 2006, staff generally recommended against the construction of any open-sided or enclosed roof structures on piers unless such structures were deemed to be water-dependent. In 2006, however, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia to provide statutory authorization for open-sided sheltered roofs or gazebo-type structures measuring no more than 400 square feet, provided such structures were allowed under local ordinance, and provided further that such structures were not objected to by an adjoining property owner. Although the applicant might be able to construct an open-sided gazebo on the existing pierhead under the aforementioned exemption, staff does not believe the construction of a screened room in the roof of an existing enclosed boathouse meets that exemption. In fact, staff is generally reluctant to issue permits for new enclosed boathouses, or when permits are issued for such boathouses, we strive to limit the size and the height of the structures to what's deemed necessary and appropriate. We typically recommend against the construction of even uncovered decks on top of boathouses, on boathouse roofs, especially when the elevated deck would be in addition to the 400 square feet of statutorily authorized deck area. In April 2006, the Commission unanimously denied an after-the-fact request to retain an uncovered deck that had been built atop a boathouse in Urbana Creek. When reviewing proposals to build over state-owned submerged lands, the Commission's SBAQIS guidelines direct staff to consider, among other factors, the water dependency and the necessity of the proposed structure. Furthermore, when considering authorization for such structures for private use, Section 28.2-1205 of the Code stipulates that, in addition to other factors, the Commission shall also consider the public and private benefits of the proposed project, and shall exercise its authority under this section consistent with the public trust doctrine as defined by common law of the Commonwealth adopted pursuant to Section 1-200 in order to protect and safeguard the public right to use and enjoyment of the subaqueous lands of the Commonwealth held in trust by it for the benefit of the people as conferred by the public trust doctrine in the Constitution of Virginia. Although the environmental impacts associated with the structure are likely minimal, staff does not consider the gazebo to be water dependent and believes it represents an unnecessary addition to an already large, mostly enclosed structure. The addition of the gazebo also increases the visual impacts associated with the structure and increases the potential for building materials to enter the waterway during storm events or when the structure falls into a state of disrepair. Accordingly, staff recommends approval of the riprap groin and open pile pedestrian bridge, but is unable to recommend approval of the screened gazebo structure.
Any questions of Mr. Neikert or members of the commission? Thank you. Is the applicant present or representative?
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. You saw this with a testimony you're about to give, be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God. State your name for the record, please.
I'm Bill Pickens, representing Eastwind LLC.
State, please, sir.
To be rather brief, I know it's been a long day. What we're really looking for here on the dock and boathouse structure is a screened-in enclosure so we can enjoy the boathouse and the dock area when bugs start to come out later in the summer and other times like that. So, in regard to some of the comments that Chip just made, we're not asking for any more dock area up there or anything else. The ordinance calls for up to a 400-square-foot gazebo. We're only asking for 110 square feet. And so it would definitely, we think, make our dock much more usable for us in times when bugs and things become out in late afternoons and other times like that. We have talked about this with all of our neighbors. None of them object. As you can see from the photograph, we have a considerable water frontage that we're taking care of there. And we're not really bothering anybody else in the area or not blocking any views or anything else. So we appreciate your consideration. Hopefully you can grant us our request.
Mr. Pickens, any questions of Mr. Pickens?
Mr. Chairman, I have one question.
Mr. Fox?
Which is unrelated to the boathouse, but related to the bridge.
Yes.
Upstream of the bridge proposed area.
Yes.
You own all the property up there?
Yes, we have 100 acres there, so the upstream area.
No other landowners up there that might want to get out
No.
No. Okay. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Pickens.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Not the matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think staff's done a good job in assessing this case, but I think we do need to consider the precedential aspect of perhaps permitting something that would essentially be a second story structure on top of a boathouse. And I think, as staff has pointed out, we did have a recent case where we considered a second story deck essentially and found that to be a non-water dependent use, and consequently, and that was an after the fact situation. It wasn't coming before us as this case is, but I think the circumstances were somewhat similar. I think that is one of the public interest issues here, that if there's a second story structure, it would be essentially granting a permit for a non-water dependent use. So I would move that we adopt staff's recommendation and approve the riprap groin and open pile pedestrian bridge, but deny the screen gazebo structure.
Second motion by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? I tend to agree with everything you had to say, Rick. I think, Mr. Robbins, I think that's correct. I've got a periodical bugs on the end of mine, but it's just, in all due respect, it's part of what comes with that. And you're right. We have to deal with water dependency, different things such as that, and precedent is potentially set. So I thank your motion is right on target. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr.